Anchored in Me, by Jesus Speaking in Prophecy.
Regardless of the world's economic state and financial upheaval, my promises to you are just as true as ever and as good as money in the bank. You take care of my business, and I'll take care of you. It's as simple as that. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you. I have given you many promises of supply, and they all hold true today just as much as they ever have. The future isn't clear, and you don't know where I will lead you or through what ways and means I will supply for you. Regardless, my promises are as good as gold. So many entrepreneurs make investments and take risks when starting business ventures without a guarantee that they will be successful. But I give you the guarantee that as you do your best to obey and follow me, I will provide for you, prosper you, make you successful, and care for you. I made the world. I made you. I know your past. I know your future. There is nothing you will encounter in life that I haven't foreseen or that I'm incapable of handling. Life may seem random at times, but it's not. Every factor in your life is under my control, and you won't encounter anything you are incapable of overcoming with my help. I'm not only in control of eternity, but I'm in control of your future. I don't ask for perfection before I will intervene for good in your life. You don't have to be perfect. Our relationship is that of a weak and error-prone child and his strong, capable father. Whatever you bring to me in faith, saying, "Jesus, I can't take care of this myself, and I really need your help," I will handle for you. I can't resist the faith-filled cry of your childlike heart. You are weak and imperfect, confused and often wrong, which makes my perfection and strength so much more necessary. I know you have nowhere else to lean, so you lean on me, and I will save you. There's never a right time to stop believing in me and my promises. There is nothing, no hardship, no problem, no adjustment trials, no personal battles, no questions, that should cause you to give up your faith that I will work out everything. Everything is going to be all right. Trust me through all the bumps in the road that you experience. Keep your eyes focused on the road ahead, and know that I have gone before you to prepare the way and to show you exactly how to get to your destination. If you're tempted to think that I won't take care of you, remember that I even cause the sun to shine on evil people and send the rain on the unjust. Think then of what I can do for you who have given of your lives in faithful service to me. You who love me and others and are doing your best to follow me wherever I lead. I want to lift the weight of uncertainty from your shoulders and ask that you hold on to your faith and trust in my promises. I want you to hold on to the knowledge that no matter how dark or impossible something seems, I have never failed my children and I am in control. These are things that will never change. No matter what the test or difficulty or impossibility that you or others are facing, I am there, and I give you my song of victory, my promises of sufficient grace, my unfailing power to overcome all obstacles. I will enable you to go forward with my peace of mind and assurance that I do all things well. Even if everything and everyone seems to pass you by, when the world fails, when there is nothing left for you to hang on to, you still have me and I am all that you need. Even if those you care for and are concerned about were to lose everything that the eye can see, they will always have me, and I am everything. There is no permanent loss for my children, because I am everything. I am the healer and the restorer of broken hearts, broken hopes, broken dreams, and broken lives. I never leave my children abandoned or destitute. I am there to supply every need. Yes, the answers and supply sometimes come through unexpected avenues or by a different route or longer timetable than hoped or prayed for. But I always answer. I do not leave my children in want. No matter what happens or what seems to go wrong or to fail, no matter who it seems has failed, I will never fail, and I am always there. I will not leave my children behind, but I will carry them and tend to them as a loving and patient father. There are answers and miracles and promises and supply available in great abundance, for I love to bestow good things on my faithful children. The trials and tests are difficult now. Sometimes you wonder how you will make it through or if you can handle anything more. You feel like you're going through the flood, the fire, and the trial all at once. But I am with you, and you will overcome and stand triumphant in spirit. Even now you stand tall because you are holding my hand. You feel small and weak, but I am raising you up. I am carrying you, and you will make it through. Your future is bright and glorious, and I ask you to keep holding on. In fact, I am trusting you to keep holding on to me. What that means is holding on to your faith in my promises and supreme ability to come through for you no matter what, to always be there for you, regardless of what seems to fall or fade away. Even if you were to come to the end of this current part of the race and feel as though you have nothing left, you will still not have experienced loss as those who have no hope do, because you still have me. You will always have me. It's the bottom line truth that so many great saints of old, faithful men and women of God, strong and unsung Christian heroes learned throughout life. That no matter what came their way or was given or taken away, even if it was sometimes the most precious things of their life, I was enough. They had me, so it was well with their soul. I am not saying that you will suffer the type of extreme loss that some of those dear souls did, but you can still glean the full value and power of the principle of Jesus is enough through this time of change and uncertainty. You can come to the same realizations and receive supernatural strength. You can experience the same peace and fullness of spirit they did at those times when they came to the end of themselves, to the end of all they knew and loved and held dear, and had only me to cling to, and yet had everything. I am with you at every moment. I will make good on my promises to give you sufficient grace, rest of spirit, and the peace of God that passes all understanding. No matter what is going on around you, you can be at peace when you are anchored deeply in me. Deep down, underneath the waves and tossing and turning, the waters are still and peaceful. Like the song says, still waters run deep. As you go deeply into me, you will find that stillness of spirit, the calm, the quiet, the rest, the trust, the faith, the understanding, and the strength that you need.
You've been listening to an audio production by The Family International. Visit us at www.thefamily.org.